Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson was a full participant in practice on Tuesday and is in line to make his return Thursday night against the Dolphins. Jackson says he's extremely excited to get back out there with his team after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury. On the other side of that matchup, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has been dealing with swelling around his eye, and he says he plans to wear a visor on Thursday night. The future is now in New Orleans. The Saints are making a move at quarterback, deciding to start rookie Tyler Shuck on Sunday against the Rams. Shuck came into Sunday's loss to the Buccaneers in the third quarter after Spencer Rattler was benched. Rattler will now be the backup, and Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco suffered an MCL injury in Monday night's win over the Commanders, and he's expected to be week to week, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. The Bills play the Chiefs on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rash? Yep, make that three. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP launching maximum enforcement period on Halloween. Napomo man sentenced for possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a Napomo man has been sentenced to 8 years in state prison for possession and distribution of thousands of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The DA's office says the investigation began March 13th when a county sheriff deputy observed the defendant, Gregory Allen Kornman, engaged in lewd conduct in his vehicle on the side of a road in Napomo. An investigation led to the discovery of more than 3,000 videos of child sexual abuse material on Kornman's cell phone and gateway computer. He was also actively transmitting this material to other individuals. The DA's office says this material also includes extremely disturbing content depicting sadism, masochism, and violence against infants, toddlers, and young children. Written statements and audio recordings from Kornman expresses great detail of his desires to kidnap, rape, and torture young children as well. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, and will go through 6 a.m. Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or a combination can lead to serious consequences and penalties. On average, more than 800 fatal crashes involving impaired drivers claim over 900 lives each year in California. Drivers arrested for DUI face a suspended license, fines and penalties, mandatory DUI education programs, and jail time. Paso Robles School Board once again votes against discussion for resolution on transgender youth. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. In the previous Paso Robles School Board meetings, Trustee Kenny Enney attempted a motion for a future discussion item regarding transgender students in girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports. The motion failed to pass each time, 4 votes no, 3 votes yes. The issue was once again brought forward by members of the public during public comment and Trustee Kenny Enney during board discussion at the end of the meeting. The temperature of the discussion was turned up during its end, with Trustees Kenny Enney, Jim Cogan, Lauren McCoy, and Sandra Williams all firing back and forth. Here's the tail end of that discussion now, with Trustees Enney and Cogan speaking.
The teachers were fired for refusing to use preferred pronouns. That's become a class action lawsuit.
Right. Those fact patterns aren't relevant.
Well, let me finish.
And we're wasting our time. We're wasting.
Said they weren't
time.
In the state. I'm reading them so, to you. You had Tapia versus Aruba.
Those aren't up to
$360,000 settlement.
You're not a lawyer, so you don't understand that. But it's those fact patterns do not match what you're asking. So, as a one last time, because we have legal, we have a legal opinion that says we don't have to keep wasting time having the same conversation. We can do one more vote so that you can put it on social media and
I've got another resolution after this.
I'd like to call for the vote.
Once again, the motion failed to pass 4-3. Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours this morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street, Paso Robles. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for positive and open conversation. It is important to me that residents feel heard and have access to their elected officials, he said. Councilmember Gregory also encourages residents to reach out directly to him with immediate concerns via email. AskGregory@PRCity.com. Aplaz Children's Theater will be presenting 2 holiday-themed shows this coming fall for families to enjoy. Aplaz Children's Theater, or ACT, is a local theater nonprofit organization that seeks to nurture aspiring young actors in the community to help them gain valuable performance skills and knowledge in theater. Here's Vicky Mullen, the director of the 2 upcoming shows and the founder of Aplaz Children's Theater, on the success that students she's had has seen.
I've had children that have been in my theater who have now gone on to graduate from AMDA, which is the best theater program in New York, and now they're working in the industry, and one graduated from our theater and they're at Cal Poly becoming a theater teacher and majoring in theater, and there's one at PCPA, and And just watching the little ones that we have start at maybe 7 years old, and then they just did an advanced production as a lead, is such an amazing growth.
The two shows this fall are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas. The Sound of Music will be Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, with three different showtimes. Charlie Brown Christmas will be Saturday, November 22nd, with showtimes at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Here's Vicki once more, highlighting some of the actors for these two shows.
Well, first of all, the young boy that plays Charlie Brown, Colin Ross, this is his first lead. He has just been amazing. He just comes to life, and this is a child who really has found his spot. We have a little girl in the theater. Her name is Emily. And then the other little girl, Sophia, they both play the part of Lucy. And they, too, are just beyond their years in their acting and singing. As far as Sound of Music, our leading character, J.C. Miller, she's been trained in opera since she's been here with a local vocal coach. You could close your eyes and believe that Julie Andrews is on the stage. But she brings her own to it as well. Her voice is just amazing.
For tickets and more information, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 in Game 4 of the World Series yesterday. Teams are tied 2-2. Game 5 is tonight. In the NFL, tomorrow the Ravens will face the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says it's a choice the Trump administration is making to cut off food assistance programs this weekend, despite there being a contingency fund of billions of dollars that could be used in an emergency.
They are doing this on purpose. It is deliberate. It is intentional. They have the funds. They're just not using them.
The administration blaming Democrats for continuing to hold out support of a continuing resolution that would fund the government for several weeks, leaving the government shut down now for 29 days. A California congressman proposing a new law to prevent government officials and their families from trading stock in cryptocurrency. Congressman Ro Khanna.
And accepting foreign money, which the Trump administration, the Trump family has done from UAE and from this foreign billionaire.
Khanna's proposal reflecting concerns about President Trump's approach to the cryptocurrency industry, which supported his 2024 campaign. Hollywood producer David Brian Pierce to be sentenced today. He was found guilty of two counts of first-degree murder for the fentanyl overdose deaths of a model and her friend in 2021. Jeff Scott, California News.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insured.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Californians searching supermarkets for the perfect pumpkin this week are likely to select a squash grown by Brian Van Groningen, co-owner and vice president of crops and soils at Von Groningen and Sons in Manteca, or by another farmer in San Joaquin County, which produces most of the pumpkins sold in the state. We get the warm temperatures in the daytime and cooler nights, Van Groningen said. The plants thrive in those conditions. The fourth-generation farmer grows 55 different pumpkin varieties and sells as many as 10 million pumpkins a year. Varieties include the Knucklehead and Warty Minion, both covered with unsightly bumps. The Fairy Tale, flat and round with deep ribs, and the Big Mac, weighing in at up to 120 pounds. I'd say we have every color except maybe purple, Van Groningen said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers. Low 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K-John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged, and we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Pending home sales held up in September at the second strongest pace this year, matching September's number. The National Association of Realtors economist Lawrence Yoon says inventory has improved and mortgage rates moderated, though he says signings have yet to fully reach the level needed for a healthy housing market. Economists were expecting an even stronger reading. NVIDIA shares are up more than 4%, and today NVIDIA became the first company with a $5 trillion market value. Tech giants Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft report earnings after the Wall Street close. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates by 0.25% today. Construction equipment giant Caterpillar shares are up 12%. Sales rose in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
26 minutes after 8, KPRL, slow holiday lights. They don't just hang lights, they create red carpet holiday experiences. They also design, install, maintain, and remove. So all you have to do is enjoy the magic and receive 10% off when you book an October install. Simply go to 805-464-7684 or visit holidaylightsslow.com.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, a place's ability to keep from being classified as a ghost town was its ability to get the railroad to come through their town. Today's story is about a Texas town that got the railroad and one that didn't. When Taylor County in Texas was organized in 1878, the town of Buffalo Gap was the county seat. Now, the people of Buffalo Gap were nice, easygoing Texans, and they were excited when in 1880, news came that the Texas and Pacific Railway was on its way to their town. The Buffalo Gap citizens felt they had a bright future. Other people also heard about the impending construction of the Texas and Pacific. Now, the railroad's track and town site locator was H.C. Withers. Mr. Withers was a nice, easygoing guy, and all indications were the track was going right alongside of Buffalo Gap. That is until several ranchers and businessmen had a business lunch with Mr. Withers. During the lunch and other meetings, these businessmen were able to convince Mr. Withers there was a better route for the railroad, a route that bypassed the town of Buffalo Gap and instead traversed the northern part of the county between Cedar and Big Elm Creeks, just east of Cat Claw Creek. Incidentally, that area just happened to be owned by the ranchers and businessmen who had been meeting with Mr. Withers. It seems that Mr. Withers not only came up with a new route, he also came up with the name of a new town that would be established, Abilene, after the Kansas cattle town. By 1890, Abilene, Texas had a population of over 3,000 people. Today, it has over 115,000 residents. I checked the Texas map for the town of Buffalo Gap. It wasn't there. I guess you just can't take things for granted. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick-or-treat with downtown merchants and trunk-or-treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this coming fall for families to enjoy. Applause Children's Theater, or ACT, is a local nonprofit organization that seeks to nurture aspiring young actors in the community. This fall's shows are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas in November. For tickets and more information, visit applausechildrenstheater.com. California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, and will go through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. About 42 million Americans need help feeding their families, could be left out in the cold this weekend.
The Democrats have caused the problem on food stamps.
President Trump on board Air Force One, adding the fix is simple.
All they have to do is sign. And, you know, they sign, I'll meet with them.
Fox's Chad Pergram.
Democrats are blasting the administration for not tapping special funds to cover SNAP benefits. However, the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, says her department does not have access to that money. Federal workers are now going to food kitchens in Washington, D.C.
A big meeting tomorrow in South Korea between President Trump and China's leader Xi Jinping on the table. Tariffs, trade, and the fight against fentanyl. Hurricane Melissa battering Cuba at this hour. Winds reaching 105 miles an hour. And the flooding rain is over for Jamaica. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. And we'll do sunshine and mid-80s again on Thursday. Friday, a little cooler, not much. Low 80s, low 80s Saturday. Same Sunday, upper 70s Monday, mid-70s Tuesday. And then some clouds, low 70s a week from today, next Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:23 a.m., 6:12 p.m. We are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, sound off, Karen will have on Kimberly Caldwell discussing the registrations of Democratic voters and also Republican voters who apparently have been increasing in their registration. So you'll find out about that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 5-star rating, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number. 238-KPRL is we're ready to go.
The only thing we have to fear is
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, freedom of speech. So, last hour, a gentleman called in regarding the pot situation potential in Templeton and Creston and, you know, neighbors, good neighbors. So what is a good neighbor? What is a good neighbor? Well, that could be pretty subjective, I would gather, you would think, especially in today's world. But just for the heck of it, I went to our good buddy, AI, and AI said a good neighbor is respectful, friendly, and considerate of boundaries and noise levels. They are also responsible with their property and pets, maintain a tidy appearance, and are willing to help out, communicate openly when issues arise. Okay, but we, as the gentleman in the last hour said, that he's a huge property rights and people should be able to do, I think he said, almost anything with their property. Well, people's, when you talk about maintaining a tidy appearance, that's different for certain people, I think. Chris, would you agree?
Certainly.
Some people may think that they are dressed appropriately in certain circumstances. Well, others may disagree because of their lifestyle or just the way they were brought up, various things. But some other things about being a good neighbor, according to our genius, AI. Noise levels. Keep music, TVs, and other noises at reasonable levels, especially during sleeping hours. Well, we have those who have different hours, as we were discussing earlier this week, so they may not be mindful of that or aware of it. Be mindful of your neighbor's time and privacy. Did you ever have a neighbor, you're out there doing something, you know, working on something in the garage, or you're doing something, working out in the yard and so forth, and a neighbor comes by, hey, what are you doing? Like, I'm working.
Never once had that happen to me personally.
Well, it's just, no. That's a no-no. When you see somebody doing something like that, it's like the friend who pops over unannounced. Chris, has that happened?
Again, no, not particularly.
Would you like it if they were unannounced?
No, again, no. I don't think I would. I'd like a little bit of time to prepare, let's say, be it, you know, the actual space or myself mentally.
Well, not only prepare or a warning that you can come up with an excuse to say you really don't want to see them. See what I'm getting?
I guess it's also true.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a pretty good friend, but I mean, aren't there times when you just don't want to talk with somebody?
Certainly.
Yeah. All right. So that's, I think most of us are probably in that category. Let's see here. We said be tidy, responsible for pets, ensure pets. Be approachable. A simple wave, smile, or friendly greeting can make a big difference. Communicate openly. Talk to neighbors directly if there's an issue instead of gossiping. Offer advance notice. Let your neighbor know. Yeah, this was always a one I fully agree with. Let your neighbors know if you're planning a party that might be a little noisy, or even for in the neighborhoods, hey, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have X amount over here, so I'm just giving you advance warning that they'll be parking on the other side of the street where, you know, take up their spaces. So be a good helper. Offer to help with small tasks like watering plants or collecting mail. Not doing that. Okay. Obviously being trustworthy. Yes. Share when you can. No. This is an iffy one. Lend tools.
That's a no for me, unfortunately.
That would be, I guess, folks, you need to let us know here, because I'm with Chris on that one. Now, I have borrowed some tools from some friends, but I am the absolute, I make sure that they get it back.
I agree.
I have been burned by some people, not recently, of some things I lent to them, and I should have known better. But I did, and it just, two of them are really not significant, I guess you could say. One was a book, and I have a book on my account and on my desk that I have to return to a guy. And it was a book, and I ended up finding the book because I love the book. It was called Foul. And I lent it to a good, not only friend, but a good teammate of mine. And I guess I didn't learn from that one, because I also lent him, and this is an absolute no-no, you never, ever do this. Ever in life do you do this. You lend somebody a baseball glove. You just don't do it. And it was the same guy. And he was in not really a desperate situation, but he kind of begged me a little bit. And I said, all right, Gary. I said, here. But I said, I got to get it back, because it was my, when you have items like that that you absolutely cherish. But the funny thing about it is, I didn't get the actual book that I gave him. I think Linda found it at a yard sale here in California, because this was before I moved to California. And then a friend of mine in Louisville, Steve Smith, he saw the same model glove that Gary never brought back to me, bought it, and sent it to me here in California. So I guess you could say I have them back, but not the originals. So I got kind of lucky like that. But no, not, no. Now, if they need some help, you could do that, you know. But lending them the tools, no, not gonna do that. I don't know if I would do that with my own brother. Of course, he doesn't know how to use tools anyway. He is a tool. which I'll let him know when I see him in 2 weeks. All right. So there you go. Let me see here. Kevin, there's a video going around with someone listening to President Trump say that oxygen is vital for our existence, and the person puts a plastic bag over their head. Okay. Then it says here, Prop 50 won't pass, not because it's the best thing, but because the left wants exactly the opposite of anything conservative seem right. I'm worried this mindset is here to stay. Well, in some cases, yes, but we do have hope, because as you may have learned in the election, that there are a lot of younger folks that were voting conservative or Republican, if you will. So they never give up hope. I mean, you know, history tells you that things change. They do change over time. And again, I always like to use this as an example. It wasn't that long ago in the state of California when we had three, I'll just say Republican governors. That was Duke Majian, Wilson, and Schwarzenegger. So there is opportunity for change, so never give up that hope on that. So anyway, those are just a couple of things there on the email, and also being a good neighbor. Being a good neighbor. Now, I'm just assuming here, if I were to look up what makes a bad neighbor, it would just be the opposite of everything here. I mean, there are some people that are just not approachable. Correct?
100%.
Yeah, is that? And then also, you don't want to, at least for me, I'm not going to invest my time in them. As I've said before, if, you know, somebody's in their 30s and 40s and you have to go tell them to do the right thing, I don't think that's fixable. I don't think that's fixable because they should know better at that age, as far as I'm concerned. All right. So just be a good neighbor. But, you know, regarding the thing out in Creston, you know, the guy says, well, it's his property. He can do what he wants. Okay. I tend to agree to that, but to a point, and I simply can't tell you what that point is. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Isn't it kind of weird that our school board members would just say, we don't want to talk about it? Does that seem strange to you?
Well, strange, again, I always like to say this, sir. You're being kind. It's gutless.
And they're hiding something. Why wouldn't they, if they believe in their opinion, why can't we share our opinions? That's back to Charlie Kirk. The left will not hold a conversation, and why? Why do they put their fingers in their ear and say, the lawyer says I don't have to talk about this? That's terrible. I mean, that's just, to me, you elect somebody, and they're supposed to be representing me to start with. You know, Kogan is the people behind Walmart all the way up to the lake, you know, past the cemetery. He's supposed to be representing those people. And, we don't want to talk about this. You know what? I don't have to talk about this.
Well, okay, so he said that the attorney says they don't have to talk about it. Well, why not Pressman said, did the attorney say you can't talk about it? And if that's not the case, then why don't you answer the question?
And why even elect members if the attorney is going to make the decisions?
Well,
if I hire an attorney, I still do what I want. I know you say take the advice, they're well. I don't think people are that much smarter than you and me. I just think, thank you for your advice, and then I make the decision.
Well, attorneys, you know, again, depending on the situation, they'll lay things out for you, and then, you know, based on those circumstances, you will make the decision, or they'll say, look, you have to do this because the law says you have to do it. Now, again, from what you told me, the attorney says that they don't have to, but doesn't mean they can't. So that's there's a difference there. So, you know, I say this all the time. You need to press these people. Well, why don't you want to talk about it? Well, the attorney says I don't have to. I don't care about that. The attorney didn't say you can't talk about it. Do you think it's simple? Do you think men boys should be in girls' bathrooms and compete on their teams? How difficult is that to say yes or no?
And you should be representing the people that elected you. They have an opinion, maybe. Maybe you should be representing them, not just saying I have nothing to say.
Well,
they have something to say.
From my understanding in this particular issue, and even the Netta Perkins that I'll throw in the flag issue, is the board isn't getting enough heat from the public.
I agree.
You get four people that show up and say they don't like this. Well, the board is going to say, well, you know, screw that. Now, if you had a room full of people came in that were adamant, then things might get done.
Yeah, that's a shame that it has to work that way, that you don't just know right from wrong. You have to be told. You have to be, and you know what? If on Facebook, Chris maybe knows, I'm guessing you don't, but a bot, the teachers union has a lot of these anonymous, no real human behind it, people that post stuff, and it's mean cutting. If you say something about, I don't think girls should be, you know, looked at by boys, then they're going to go like, well, what are you, and they attack you. And that's what I believe are what's called bots. You can ask Chris, are you there? Do you know about bots on the website, on the social media?
I know about bots on social media, but if I'm going to be frank, if somebody doesn't agree with you on social media, that doesn't mean they're a bot.
No, I agree. But if you look, if you click on who they are, and they've got no friends, and they went to school in Santa Clara, and that's all it says, they could be a bot. And there's a lot. There's a lot of them. On the, I would say 65% of them are bots, but I could be crazy.
Let me interrupt here, guys. What is bots?
Just a bot, a robot, not a person. A bot controlling an account, you know.
Well, why would you even pay attention to it?
Because that's what the school superintendent's looking for outrage, and that's why there's not so much honest opinion, because if you do, the bots are going to attack you, and you're going to wind up in a... A lot of the input on social media that they're looking for outrage, you're saying come to the meeting and do outrage? I don't know. I'm just saying the Facebook is not going to work for judging public opinion.
Well, as you said, you know, the best thing is you got to show up.
Okay.
I mean,
it's hard not to be understood if you show up, I guess. But yeah, no, a lot of people aren't going to voice their opinion because they'll be quickly shouted down.
Who cares?
I don't know. I do. I honor my family name. I don't want to be shamed on the internet by names.
So some stranger is going to shame your name because of your opinion?
Yes. And I'm a coward for that. Yes.
Sorry to agree with you, but that's the truth.
Okay.
I mean, you know, why do you have an opinion?
If I was defending, my kids are all out of school, and I'm just a grandpa who doesn't even have any kids, any grandkids there. My kids are out of town. So I don't have any, you know what I mean? If my kid was there, I'd be a ferocious bear. I would be a wounded animal. I would be in that, in their staff offices all the time. I don't have a kid there, so I'm just a bother to them.
The people like the Kogans of the world, and it looks like the superintendent, they don't want you there. Because they don't want to deal with it. So we're almost out of time, but I got to go. You're welcome. I got another call. Hi, good morning.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the printing of the allergens on restaurant menus.
Mm-hmm.
I do have many allergens and several to foods. The ingredients are already listed on what they're making. And if you're not smart enough to ask if they can leave something out or if you don't see the ingredient in there and to ask, hey, is this in there? Then to me, it seems like you're just lazy and don't care and just are looking for an excuse to sue the restaurant.
Well, that's the fear is part of this new, whatever they're calling it out of Sacramento, is that's what it's going to open up the restaurants to.
Yeah, well, people in general are just lazy, I think, and are looking for an excuse to, I don't know.
They're looking for the easy money.
Looking for the easy money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't take care of yourself, and if you don't ask questions,
you almost get what you deserve, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well stated. We're out of time. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We done for this Wednesday.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. In the previous Pastorable School Board meeting, Trustee Kenny Enney attempted a motion for a future discussion item regarding transgender students in girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports. The motion was brought forward again in last night's board meeting, but failed to pass. 4 votes no, 3 votes yes. Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours this morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for positive and open conversation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 56 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Sound off this afternoon, Karen, 12:30 till 2. She'll have on Kimberly Caldwell to discuss registration of Democrat voters, while Republican voter registration apparently has skyrocketed. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local, why don't you? And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.